Good morning, everyone. If Scott would stop talking, we'll start our service. Good man. It's lovely to see you out in God's house this morning. Happy Christmas. I want to say a thank you to everyone again. Every year we get such lovely cards and gifts to the house. We really do appreciate that, so thank you very much. I do see some strange faces this morning. And they're the usuals, but I see some strange faces that are visitors this morning. And you're very welcome. Family members, I see some different family members out that maybe I haven't seen too much of before. So you're all very welcome with us this morning. We see some returning faces. We've had one Sunday with some of our students who've returned. And I see another one down here. So we just trust you'll all have a great Christmas as you all join together and come together as families. And try not to fight too much. If you can hold the fighting to after dinner time, usually everybody's that dopey, they fall asleep anyway. And then there'll be no fighting after that. So, but we trust you'll all have a blessed day together. We're going to have a short service this morning. It's our usual Christmas morning service. And we're going to begin just by reading a couple of verses from Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power. Let's all stand together now and sing Joy to the World. Let's come before God now in prayer. Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonders of your love. The love that started at Christmas. The love that sent Jesus from heaven to earth as a small baby. Lord, we thank you for that decision. We thank you for that plan. We thank you, Lord God, that your love for us would extend to such a sacrifice. And we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus did this willingly. For he, along with you, shares in the authority and the power and the glory and the worship and the praise and the love, along with the Holy Spirit, who moves amongst us and dwells within us, leads us and guides us. And Lord, we thank you today that we can celebrate Christmas, the day when we remember Christ born. And Lord, we ask as we meet together this morning that we would feel your presence, that we would feel that Holy Spirit moving amongst us as we sing together and pray and read your word. Lord God, and we pray that that would extend beyond this place, into our homes, amongst our families, and neighbors and whoever we would come in contact with today and the week ahead. And Lord, we do pray this morning that while this service may be shorter in time, it will be no less meaningful for us gathered and, Lord, for you, the object, the subject of our worship. And we pray, Lord, today that we can praise you with hearts that are full of joy, knowing that you are not just the God who sent your Son, but you are the God who revealed that Son to us. You are the God who made your salvation possible for us, from the oldest to the youngest, regardless of how much money we have in the bank, regardless of our social status. Lord, salvation is free for all who would turn to Jesus. And Lord, we do pray that that would be the message that we would be able to communicate today. That's the message that we would be reminded of today, that we have a salvation, something that takes us way beyond what we have around us today. Our meal, as lovely as it will be, Lord, will pass and will be gone. And if left, it would be out of date and stale. Lord, our toys that we've received as boys and girls today, the batteries will run out and the passion for them will wane. And as we grow up, Lord, they will become childish toys as we grow older. But we thank you that Jesus is never going to go stale, never going to go out of date, never run out of energy. Lord, he is the God, our Savior, all day, every day. Even as we sleep, Jesus is watching over us. So Lord, we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, today that we would know your presence as we worship. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I did make a decision at the door that there would be no offering collected. A decision which I am now going to reverse. So the welcome team are going to frantically go out and get some, what do you call them things again? Collection plates, that's the thing. They're going to get the collection plates, and I'm going to go a wee tour, and I'm going to see what the big boy with the beard brought. So while they all frantically go and get that, your offering will be received. Whoever's collecting the offering, just leave it down there, and we'll say a wee prayer for it in a minute or two. And maybe Graham will play something, and I'll go a wee walk, and we'll all catch up again in a minute or two. Talk amongst yourselves. So I now have my pastoral visitation rota sorted out for January. I'm just wondering, what would Christmas be like if we didn't have laptops, tablets, and phones? We'd have got nothing. Lots of those were a few bikes and a few old-fashioned. I even saw one man with a football. That's all that Wayne got, was one football, but he's happy with it. He's happy with it. But a great variety of gifts and presents. And we have the opportunity to give back in our offering. So we'll just pray now for our offering and thank God for this opportunity to worship him this way. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for all the gifts that we have received and all the parcels that we've opened, all the presents that we've had, Lord. And we thank you for the variety of them. And we do pray, Lord, that all the boys and girls will be happy with their presents and spend many hours playing with them. And Lord, we do thank you that we have an opportunity this morning to come to worship you and worship you in this way, to give an offering, to give a gift back to you. Because Lord, we recognize this morning that you are the giver of all things. You have created everything. You've created us and you've created this world and you've blessed us to be in this part of this world and this time in history that we have homes to come from. When we go back, Lord, we will have food on the table. We realize this morning there are many boys and girls around the world who do not have a home to go to, who perhaps do not have toys, but some will have toys because we were able to give toys away at the beginning of December. We were able to put gifts into shoeboxes and send them around the world. And Lord, we just pray for all of those boys and girls this morning who are just opening one little box, and we pray that they would know your blessing through that. And Lord, help us to remember that it is all about you. And when our minds wander, and when we think about other things, and when we put other things before you, we ask that you would forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for the wrong attitudes that we have and the wrong things that we say. Help us, Lord, to ask each other for forgiveness and forgive each other as you forgive us. And Lord, as we continue to worship, we just pray that you would be pleased to meet with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing, stand together and sing once more. It was this morning I was watching a thing during the week there, and I mean, they don't even think it was winter time when Jesus was born, because the shepherds would not have been out on the hills in the cold weather. They would have been either summer, spring, or autumn. But this is the day that we remember it. This is the day when we think about Jesus being born. And imagine what it was like to go in and see Jesus in that manger, in that barn, in that wherever that was, with the animals and the smells. And but there was the Savior lying, being born for us. Let's all stand together and sing, "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw." We're going to read a little story now from the Bible, so let's all turn to God's Word together, reading from Matthew chapter 2. And of course, you do know that this story didn't happen when Jesus was born, but we're using it this morning for one particular part of the story. This bugs a lot of fairly reformed Christian people when they see in the little nativity plays the three wise men. And you can see all, if you look around, when you go to a children's nativity play in schools, you'll see all the reformed people sitting going like this. The three wise men weren't there at the stable. They weren't there 32 years later. But of course, we can bring the whole story together. It's when Jesus was young that the three wise men, or the wise men, came bearing gifts. And we're going to read that story now together, reading from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." When Herod called the Magi, he secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. And we ask God to bless us as we read his word together this morning. Now, at Christmas, over the Christmas holidays, or over the Christmas period, we have been looking at this question, or we look at this thing over the Christmas about the perfect present. And this morning, we're saying, I'm clicking something here, and it's, there we go, the perfect present. We are looking at this story, the perfect present. We looked at various different things. And there we go, click it the right way, Neil. And the question that we're, or the thing we're saying this morning, it's not our birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. Because what happens at our birthday? What happens at our birthday? Somebody give me an answer. This is, we're going to be a lot now. If you want your turkey, I'm going to ask some questions. So if you want to get home for the turkey, fire the answers out. Yes, Cameron or Ewan, whichever one you are. What happens at your birthday?
You get presents.
What did you get for your birthday?
Stuff.
Stuff, good man. What did anybody else get for the birthday?
Cake.
We get cake for a birthday. Anybody else get anything nice for the birthday? Clothes, oh man. Clothes for his birthday and a football for Christmas. My, oh my. I got a watch for my birthday. We got all these great presents at our birthday, don't we? So hands up if it's your birthday today. Hands up if you got presents today. Hey, that's hardly fair, is it? So whenever it's our birthday, we get presents. And whenever it's Jesus' birthday, we get presents. It's not our birthday. It is Jesus' birthday. If you want to say happy birthday, Jesus. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus. Now, we read a story that, yes, when Jesus was born, just shortly after he was born, he did get presents. He got gifts of gold and of incense and myrrh. And you know what that translates into today? Jewelry and aftershave. That's basically what he got. So some things never change. Yes, there might be tablets and laptops and phones and all, but some of that stuff never changes. What present could we give Jesus today? Anybody got any answers? What could we give Jesus today? Anybody upstairs, any thoughts? What could we give Jesus for Christmas? Some turkey. You think he'd like that? He's not getting any of mine. Yes? Louder? Our love. That's getting very close. That's actually close enough. Because what he really wants is this. Oh. I knew that light was going to be there for a good reason. He wants our heart. That's what God wants. That's what Jesus wants for his birthday present. Now, whenever you go to the Bible and you look for verses about the heart, about our heart, there are loads of verses. Because in the Bible it says that our heart is the wellspring of our life. And what that means is, boys and girls, we might have some knowledge in our head and we might say, I want to do that and I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to go over and give mommy or daddy a big hug. And that's our brain says that. But you know what drives us to do it? It's our heart. Because our heart, it tells us that we love things and it makes us afraid of things. And our heart is in the center of our bodies. It's the center of our being. It's the center of who we are. And God wants it for Christmas. He wants it for his present. But not only should we give him our heart, he wants it. He wants it. The Bible says that we're to give it to him. It says, my son, give me your heart. That's what the Bible says about it. So God commands us to give us his heart or our hearts to him. But also we should want to do it because this is what the psalmist says. Create in me a pure heart. So we have on one hand, God wants our heart, but we're saying, God, give us a pure heart. So there's some kind of exchange going on here. God's going to do something with our heart. And this is what God says he's going to do with our hearts. Because our hearts are supposed to be what the Bible says. Our hearts are supposed to be loving. They're supposed to be pure. They're supposed to be good. They're supposed to be full of treasures. And all of these things we find in the Bible. And God gives us this promise. He says in the Bible, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. So what God is saying is, give me your heart. And we're saying, God, give us a pure heart. And then God gets his pen and he writes these laws. He writes the things of the Bible so that they don't just go into our minds that we know them, but they're on our heart that makes us do all the good things and say all the nice things and be kind and loving and not fight at Christmas. That comes from our heart, boys and girls. No fighting at Christmas, okay? But this is why God wants us to give him our hearts. And he wants to put these things in our hearts. Because this is what Jesus says. He says that a good man, a good boy or girl, a good person, brings the good things out of a good stored up in their heart. So when we give God our heart, he fills it with these treasures, with all these good things, with the knowledge of good things, and then the ability to go and do these good things and say these loving and kind things to everybody that we meet. And when we do that, we can fulfill God's command for us. Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind. He also goes on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. And we can only do that because sometimes our neighbors are not that lovable. I don't want anybody looking around. I'm just looking to see if anybody's looking around. Sometimes even the people in our own house are hard to love. And I'm definitely not looking over there. But even, that was a bit of a sarcastic laugh there, I think. But even when people are hard, even when people are doing our head in, we can love them if we have given God our heart because he has that love in us. He has written these very special things on our heart. And that's what makes Christmas a happy Christmas. It'll be a happier Christmas if we give Jesus our heart as a present. But there's more to it than that. You know, we don't lift our heart out of our chest and put it in a bag like that bag I had and then hand it to God. We do this through prayer. And to give God our heart, we would pray a simple prayer that would say, Lord Jesus, I give you my heart. Please make me good. Make me loving. Make me pure. Make my heart full of the treasure that you have for me. So that I can love other people. So that I can love you. And that's how we do it. We do it through prayer. But there's another reason why we should say, God, here is my heart. It's not just that we can live a loving life here on earth. By giving God our heart, we are saying, God, my heart is yours. I want to live for you here on earth, but I want to be with you in heaven. And if God doesn't have our heart, then we'll not be in heaven. We've got to give our hearts to Jesus so that we can live here. We can say, God, I know why Jesus came at Christmas. I know why he was born as a little baby. I know how much it cost him. I know that it's not a secret, so I want to tell everybody about it. I know you thought long and hard about it. You've been thinking about it for thousands of years, through hundreds of generations. And I know you did this all for me. Because you love me. That's how much God loves us. And to give him back our heart, it's not a perfect present, because we know Jesus is the perfect present. But that's the best present that we can give God, is our heart. And I trust that this year, if you haven't done that already, that you will give Jesus your heart for Christmas. And not just for Christmas. It's a bit like a dog. It's not just for Christmas. It's not even just for life. It's for eternity. And that's the best thing we can do. We're going to come now and sing before we head down to the door and head home. It is a time to celebrate all that God has done and celebrate all that we do for each other at Christmas. Let's stand together and sing, Come and Join the Celebration. Benediction. Could we do? We wish you Merry Christmas. Aye, we trust them. Aye, well, if you stop playing, we know the tune. Graham might lead us in a verse of We Wish You Merry Christmas after the benediction. Let's just pray together. Lord, we ask now that the grace, the mercy, the peace, and love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, would rest and remain on each of us today and forevermore. Amen.